Monday, April 22nd. I just got back from Williamsburg. I just went to pick up some Met tickets for tomorrow night from one of my friend's buildings. And I'm always amazed when I head over to Williamsburg for two reasons. One of them, not that important, but the first one, that one is how fucking far it is from Carroll Gardens where I live. Like most people think, oh, Brooklyn. Sure. It's like everything's kind of close together. Williamsburg, Carroll Gardens, like should be a quick little roll over there. And every time I go, I'm like, I cannot believe how far this is. A minimum of a 25-minute ride. More, usually closer to 30, 32 minutes. And like, it just shouldn't be that way. Like, why are other things so much closer than Williamsburg, considering when you look on a map, like they're not that far away from where I live. Anyway, the real point about the Williamsburg situation is how amazing it is. Every time I'm there, it's like it's fully become a city neighborhood. So like I lived there, I subletted there for like 3 months, I want to say, the summer I returned from Barcelona. So 2011, I had a little place on Grand Street. And even like then it was, known as the cool hipster Brooklyn spot. Like it was already that place. It had already arrived in 2011 for sure, right? Like that's where cool people went to hang out and hipsters were and like cool little bars that you're not supposed to know about, and some good restaurants were popping up and very close to the city. That was like the Brooklyn-y Brooklyn spot that was suitable for the New York people to go and live and hang out in. Fast forward to today, and it is a center for commerce and dining and I don't know. I'm not saying there are Wall Street firms moving there by any means, but the high-rise buildings are all over the place. The brands and shopping that you would find in the East Village or Soho, they're all there. And the workout gyms and the juice and smoothie stores and pet grooming, like anything. There's an Apple store there. There's a Whole Foods there. Like anything, quote unquote, fancy or luxurious that you would find in the village in Manhattan is now in Williamsburg. And then back to the beginning of this, you compare that, forget distance, but just compare that to the Brooklyn neighborhood that I live in Carroll Gardens, which is residential compared to Williamsburg. Williamsburg is city life as if you're in Manhattan. Carroll Gardens is city life as if you're in the suburbs. Like it's very small retail shops, all mom and pop stores, and only like two main throughways that have the stores and the restaurants, and everything else is just brown tree line, brownstone blocks. Whereas Williamsburg is every single place you look is just like big buildings and just city life. It's very the dynamic between the two is kind of interesting, like juxtaposed next to each other when you go from one to the other. I wouldn't want to live in Williamsburg. I could, because just the same way I could live in the city and be totally fine. I'd prefer the lifestyle where I am, but it's amazing to see what's happened there and how it's just fully like it's a piece of Manhattan just over the bridge. Check it out someday, guys. Remember to bring your skinny jeans and fedoras.